Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump told federal agencies to reunite immigrant families separated after illegally crossing in to the U.S. from Mexico. Meantime, members of the U.S. House of Representatives are working on changes under an action called 218 to the immigration law. Michael McCaul is a representative from the state of Texas, which has been a focus during the debate over separating migrant children from their families.
We're basically going to put this vote off until next week, and this will give us time, I think, to work out our differences. We have a lot of different factions in our conference. But this is one of the better, if not best, conferences I've been to, where everybody's trying to come together as a team so we can get to 218 and get this across the finish line.
One woman seeking asylum from crossing the border into the U.S. state of Arizona has been allowed to reunite with her son. That part of the story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department is releasing a child separated from his migrant mother after she sued in federal court. Beata Mariana de Jesus Mejia Mejia filed for political asylum after she crossed the border with her 7-year-old son Darwin following a long trip from Guatemala. Mother and son will live in Texas while her asylum claim is being decided.
U.S. First Lady Melania Trump visited detention facilities in Texas where she offered to do what she could to help. Turkey has announced it will impose tariffs on $1.8 billion worth of U.S.-made goods in retaliation for President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. World Trade Association says Turkey's tariffs will amount to more than $266 million. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of supporters of Turkish opposition candidate Muharrem İnce packed into an Aegean port city to hear him speak. He energized the opposition ahead of Sunday's elections and spoke about President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Erdoğan'ın 16 yılda dost kalabildiği.
After 16 years, you cannot name one person he's friends with. Erdogan is not a tired man. He's an unexcited man. He is looking down on people. He is an arrogant man.
Kibirli bir adam.
Analysts are saying Erdogan remains the favorite to win another term in office, even if İnce forces a runoff. İnce has support of the mostly secular Aegean coast, but Erdogan has a bedrock of support in the more religiously conservative Anadolia regions. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the transatlantic alliance remains strong despite differences with President Trump. Speaking in Britain, Stoltenberg said, while Mr. Trump and European nations differ on policy, they continue to act on issues such as terrorism, cyber warfare, and other defense issues.
I'm absolutely certain that at the summit we'll make new decisions on how the United States, Canada, and Europe can do more together.
Stoltenberg says NATO has been disturbed by President Trump's America First stance, the characterization of NATO as obsolete, and his recent criticism of U.S. allies at the G7 summit in Canada. Medical tests confirming now another U.S. worker got sick following a mysterious incident in Cuba. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
In all, 25 people, workers at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, have been affected. The latest case, a worker, a diplomat, recently evacuated from Cuba after reporting symptoms. The original cases were reported in August of last year.
We still don't know to this date what is causing it and who is responsible.
Heather Nauert at the State Department says this has spread to China.
With regard to China, there's an investigation also underway.
A worker at a U.S. consulate in China was confirmed to have been affected. The confirmed Cuba patients have been found to have a range of symptoms and diagnoses, including concussions. Cuba has strongly denied involvement or knowledge. Ed Donahue, Washington.
After 4 years of talks and one deadly setback, Philippines finalizing a law that would offer some autonomy to a flagship Muslim separatist group on the historically troubled southern island of Mindanao. Muslims have lived in Mindanao's west and outlying islands for more than 500 years. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.